Last night, the sun entered Aquarius, and the nodes changed yesterday, and the time is marching on. something I wanted to say every morning, there is one more moment of light every morning, and I am starting to see that now. One more moment of light. Yesterday, and always, I am so grateful for astrology and knowing the transits. So today I'm going to ask everybody who's on where the nodes changed for them, what area of life, the 29 Taurus and the 29 Scorpio. And so it's important for us to know. And what house Sun in Aquarius is. Today's Thursday, everyone. And at 6:02 a.m. this morning, the moon entered Virgo. So that means 8:02 Central Time, but 6:02 Pacific Time. So we're in Virgo moon now. Going to look ahead and see if there's anything I need to talk about. We know that Venus is direct on Saturday, the 29th. New moon on the 1st, Candlemas 2nd, Mercury direct 3rd of February. So we are in the two retrogrades, which proved to be quite difficult for some. Quite a time of review, personal review, Mercury and Venus. Today is our reappearance meditation. And we know that we do this every week, and it creates a new rhythm on the earth, especially now that Aquarius sun has begun and the nodes have changed. So let us stand together in the ashram, everyone. Call in our group members, our families, our friends, our loved ones. We call them to stand with us and do this meditation with us. And we stand in that, at the door of our mountain retreat, and we look down into the valley of the earth. We see everyone, the families, the children, the people moving from Pisces to Aquarius. It's a great migration. And we invite them to enter into this meditation with us. It is a state of refuge for them. And we look over the valleys all the way to the ocean and we see the rising sun. Let us stand with those who have come before us. Let us stand with the Christ and the hierarchy under the light of Shambhala. And every day we do our very, very best because we are preparing the way for those who come after us. And in many cases, we will be those who come after us. Let us open up the healing dimension in the Bardos. And we call in all those, our families, our friends, our loved ones, all the children, people of humanity, people who need healing, who need help, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. And we surround them, and the angels surround them. We offer this meditation for their healing and their comfort. And we know that the soul is the healer and the soul is the comforter. And so let us say our soul invocation. We build the Adha Karana and stand within the spiritual triad. We build the rainbow bridge. And we say these words and we identify with them and we share them with humanity. I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am the soul. And as we stand here within the light of the soul, we stand within the great light of the soul, within the six-pointed star, using our creative imagination, our creative visualization. We surround our country and people, our republic, our true president, with the light of the soul. We surround the earth, this emerald green planet, and all the kingdoms with the light of the soul, with the six-pointed star, and using the tools of our creative imagination and lift up the personality to the light of the soul. And again, the soul is the comforter. The soul is the healer. We invite humanity and all the children to stand with us within the light of this soul, the great sun with its rays pouring down. We see the rays of the soul touching all the hearts and minds of humanity. And now we look up and see another triangle. The will of God and the will to good, the will to love. We stand within this triangle. It is a great fiery triangle. The fire is a cold fire. With our creative imagination, we surround our country, people, republic, and government. We surround the entire earth and all the kingdoms and nations with this cold, fiery triangle of the will to good and the will to love. And again, with our creative imagination, we see these fires touching the hearts and minds of humanity. When the fires touch, when the will to good fire and the will to love fires touch humanity's hearts and minds, the seed of goodwill begins to grow. Goodwill creates right relations, and right relations creates the peace, the beauty, the harmony humanity seeks, and this is the only way to peace. Will to good, will to love, goodwill, right relations, peace, beauty, and harmony. And as we stand here together, let us stand with the forces of light. We hold in one hand our flaming swords. We stand with Saint Michael, with Uriel, with all the archangels, and with the forces of light in this Kali Yuga time. And so we place the six-pointed star and monadic triangle into the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere. And as we do so, the spirit comes forth and lifts up humanity's personality to the soul, little will to the greater will. And as we stand here together, we'll say our reappearance meditation together. And Maitreya, the Christ, who is the world teacher, remember that reappearance, they will have a conclave and a meeting in 2025 to find out when is the best time for the reappearance of the Christ, and we are preparing. Maitreya, the Christ, wishes to hasten all. Maitreya wishes that all should be successfully accomplished. Maitreya wishes each one of us joy. Maitreya wishes to grant humanity a gift through the fiery experience of Agni Yoga. Maitreya wishes to transform life on earth in the radiance of the mother of the world. And yes, the beauty of life is limitless. We know that wherever there is a withering of the law and an uprising of lawlessness, the Christ manifests himself, the world teacher manifests himself, and he comes to birth age after age, for the salvation of the righteous, for the destruction of such as do evil, and for the firm establishing of the law. And the fiat of the Lord has gone forth, and the Christ stands attentive to the demands of humanity. That demand is rising and mounting every day, and in such an hour as we know not, he will come. This is the doctrine of the coming one. Christ. The Christ has been anticipated by the faithful for decades, for eons of time. It is the return of Krishna. It is the return of the world teacher. And the Christ is this great being from Sirius, and now his name is Lord Maitreya. He is assisted by the ascended masters of wisdom. When men feel exhausted seeking resources needed, and when the innate possibilities and problems are beyond their handling, we look for divine intermediaries. We plead our cause to God to be our Savior. And Christ is the mediator, and he said to those he loved, I have come that they may have life. And so a great disciple once said, people of goodwill can come together to make things better. And these are good words. They're words of a disciple. And we are aware of how goodwill is created. We align with the will to good. We gather this will to good within our hearts and minds. It's a great fiery triangle. We radiate the will to good to humanity. The will to good becomes goodwill, right relations. We understand this precipitation. And understanding this precipitation is the purpose of our work as disciples. And for our knowledge of this work, we are so grateful. And so, Nightlight News is updated. And today are Thursday rhythms. We recite the reappearance mantra with Christ. This is our weekly rhythm. And as we do this every Thursday on Jupiter's day, we create a new rhythm on the earth. Let us visualize that we join a new group of world servers everywhere and we stand with the Christ in the avatar of synthesis. We stand under the light of the group's soul. We face the Christ with such love, intention, and dedication. And we say together, forgetting the things which lie behind, we strive towards our highest spiritual possibilities. We dedicate ourselves anew to the service of the coming one. We will do all we can to prepare men's minds and hearts for that event. We have no other life intention. May the power of the one life pour through the group of all true servers. May the love of the one soul characterize the lives of all who seek to aid the great ones. May we fulfill our part in the one work through self-forgetfulness, through harmlessness, through right speech. And this is actually our mantra during this time, during this Kali Yuga time. And he who faces the light and stands within its radiance, he is often blinded to the issues of the world of men, and he passes on the lighted way to the great center of absorption. But then there are those who feel the urge to pass this way and loves his brothers on the darkened path. He revolves upon the pedestal of light and turns the other way. And he faces towards the dark. And then the seven points of light within transmit an outward streaming light. And behold, the face of those upon the darkened way receives that light. And for them, the way becomes not so dark. For behind the warriors and the disciples, twixt the light and dark, raises the light of hierarchy. Behind the warriors, twixt light and dark, lasers the light of hierarchy. Let the group serve as Aquarius indicates. Let Mercury seep into us. Let Mercury show us the way. The mark of the Savior can be seen above the aura of the group. Aquarius is the custodian of life more abundant, which Christ spoke of concerning the future. Taurus reveals the vision and is the present. Pisces is the saving grace. It's the sign of healing the past. Let the group serve as Aquarius indicates as we stand with the hierarchy. And the hierarchy speeds us upon the upper way. We offer humanity illumination and the attainment of this vision. We realize our mission and our tasks are to help and educate and uplift humanity. Soon we will toil in Pisces. Within humanity, conditioned and ruled by the past, we seek to heal humanity we seek to offer humanity sensitivity and loving compassion. We identify as a mediating group of servers. We intermediate between hierarchy and humanity, and we are able to contact both. So we stand here together as the new group of world servers. And so let us now stand together, everyone, within the light of Aquarius. Our first full day of Aquarius today. Aquarius just began last night. Aquarius is the light that shines on Earth across the sea, the light that ever shines within the dark, cleansing with its healing rays that which must be purified until the dark is gone. Aquarius rays 5 and 7. And the words on the soul level, waters of life are we, poured forth for thirsty humanity. Waters of life is Aquarius, poured forth for thirsty humanity. True esoteric knowledge forms the basis for white magic. And white magic is that seventh ray quality that teaches the laws of manifestation behind the alchemy of the soul. Aquarius on the higher levels is a training ground for the transformers of humanity. And we stand enlightened and dedicated. Each day we serve to distribute the love and the wisdom and the intelligence which saves the world. And so we say again, waters of life are we, with Aquarius, poured forth for thirsty humanity. Standing with Aquarius rays 5 and 7, ray 5 is a golden orange and 7 is a violet. Step down to the heart of the sun to absorb the love and wisdom needed to do our work in the world. Then we step down to the planets and rays. Aquarius streams through. Very complex. First we have Saturn ray 3. Then we have Uranus ray 7. Then we have Jupiter, the heart of Aquarius, ray 2. Then we have Moon ray 4. And it veils Uranus ray 7. Protecting humanity until humanity is ready to receive that lightning bolt of Uranus. We hold these things in our hearts with gratitude, with knowledge, with wisdom. Step down to Shambhala and stand in the council chamber. The Lord of the world comes forth and greets us and blesses us. We say to the Lord of the world, we know, O Lord of life and love, about the needs, about the children, about our world's needs. Touch our hearts anew with love, so we truly love and give. The Lord of the world offers us strength and will and willingness and courage and understanding and purpose, love, wisdom, intelligence, all things needed to do our work in the world together. We release it from the forces of materialism, great resources. We gather them, use them in our daily life. We also safeguard them for when we are asked to do a greater work in the world. We stand in front of the Lord of the world with gratitude and return to the ashram and place the gifts in the chalice. Those in the valley look upon this altar and these gifts, and we know that we will share them when we say the great invocation. We call forth the forces of restoration, enlightenment, and reconstruction. The law of ancient dominating good. We call forth Master CVV, Master Jupiter, the spirit of resurrection. We stand in this triangle of the Christ, the Mama, and the Mahakoan. This is the triangle of the creation of the new culture and civilization. And we work each day under the laws and principles, the new Aquarian laws and principles. The law of Aries was the Ten Commandments. The law of Pisces was to love one another. And now we are given the Aquarian laws and principles, the new laws and principles of the Aquarian age. We stand together, everyone, until February 20th. We stand under right human relations. I want to say what the laws and principles are so that we understand them each day and hear those words each day. From the principle of goodwill comes right human relations. From the principle of goodwill comes the law of right human relations. From the principle of unanimity comes the law of group endeavor. And from the principle of essential divinity, which we are, comes the law of spiritual approach. And so we stand within this triangle, and each day with the angels and devas, we create together the new culture and civilization for humanity that becomes a refuge for humanity. And now, everyone, I'm going to go to our mantra of unification and then our great invocation. And we remember this mantra of unification is the directions we give to the young ones, the young children. And I'd say everyone from 0 to 30, once we go through our Saturn return, we become an adult, but the children need direction now. Let us offer them this mantra of unification. We place these words within their hearts and minds, wherever they are. They see these words. They understand them. They are to be the loving understandings of the sixth subplane of the fifth plane, the life wave. The sons of men are one, and we are one with them. We seek to love, not hate. We seek to serve and not exact due service. We seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form and life and all events, and bring to light the love which underlies the happenings of the time. Let vision come and insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate. Outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love. And we say the great invocation now. We place this great invocation's words in all the halls of all governments, of all nations and countries. Let us see it written across every nation and every country, written across our country, written within our halls of government, written in the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And so let it be, and help us to know and to do and anchor our part in the world as a group. And now we're going to face all those in the valley, all the seekers who are standing at the doorway of our mountain retreat, our ashram. We lift up our lamps in this darkness of the Kali Yuga. We lift these lamps up so those treading the path, treading the way in the valley, will have light. And then we invite them to say the Kali Yuga prayer with us. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. Now, everyone, let us be still and quiet for a moment. Let this meditation our intentions, our dedications, our prayers settle within us, and then we will see our three homes together. Let us know all of this settled within us. Thoughts, ideas, prayers, dedications, impressions. Let us say they settle within us, and let us now say our three ohms together. We invite the hierarchy in Christ, Maitreya, and the angels and devas, and all the kingdoms. They all have voices, and everyone in the valley and all of humanity and all the children and the Gandharvas and the Mira of Apollo, the flute of Krishna, all of them to join us in these ohms. And we stand at the center of a cross and we gather the light from the heavens. We anchor it on the earth and then we share it side to side. And now let us say our three ohms together. Let us be still once more, so the ohms can settle within us. Let us begin to precipitate down now into our three-dimensional world. Bring this meditation with us to guide and guard our day. Let us at the end of the day, review the day. We see that we completed our tasks with ease, harmony, beauty, grace. At the end of the day, we review the day, and we see that the day was good. No matter what happened, we see that the day was good. In the morning, we start over again with another level, a new level of life. And now, everyone, let us begin to precipitate down into our three-dimensional world. And that